Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Herb Harrison, and welcome to another episode of The Buzzcast. And today I have Mr. Roger Bullis, who is the AFAP program manager over at ACS, and he's here to talk about the Army Family Action Plan Forum, which is taking place 19 through the 21st of October. I'd like to say welcome. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Herb. I appreciate that. Always a great opportunity to join in and certainly let our JBLE community know about what's happening at ACS, specifically our AFAP forum coming up.
Yes, sir. And I will say you guys stay real busy over there.
We do stay busy. Lots of programs and services, and this is just one piece of all the things that we do at ACS.
One piece of the puzzle that is probably always growing and never can never finish the puzzle.
That's correct. Yeah, the AFAP process is a year-round process through the installation all the way up to Big Army.
Let's talk about the forum. It's the Army Family Action Plan Forum. And once again, it's taking place 19 through the 21st of October. Mm-hmm. And from my understanding, it's an opportunity for people to weigh in on any issues that they may have in order to kind of improve quality of life when it comes to the Army. Can you kind of just explain a little bit about what the forum may be? Because I could be dead wrong.
No, you're spot on. And thanks. Yeah. So the AFAP process provides the total Army voice in shaping their standards of living and identifying issues related to the current environment, specifically here at the installation or maybe even throughout the Army. So as we say, if it's an Army program or service, you know, AFAP can improve that process. If it's a policy or reg, AFAP can help change that. And then if it's law, AFAP can help address it. So we handle all the issues that are basically at the installation level, maybe some of the smaller, easier issues, all the way up to having public law legislation change. So it's a great process.
So it's an opportunity. So for instance, a lot of times people complain to other people.
Right.
But this is an opportunity to really be able to have, if you have a complaint, you can address it to the people that can actually make a change.
Right. And the great thing about it is the Army created the Army Family Web Portal this year, which is used for the AFAP process. So when the issues are put into the system, it's not just a piece of paper that's sitting on somebody's desk. And as you mentioned, you know, somebody having a concern or issue to address that's just going by the wayside. So this is a formalized process. It's we have steering committees through the 733rd Mission Support Group Commander, and the AFAP form will actually be reported out to the CIMT commander after the form's finished up.
Got it. And so how often are these done? Is this the first one? Is it an annual form, or how often do you guys do these?
So here at Fort Eustis, we do them annually. AFAP has been around for many, many years. There's been many significant things that have been changed through the process, things as far as Social Security numbers being taken off of military ID cards. Mm-hmm. GI Bill benefits being transferred to your dependents was worked through AFAP.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of things have worked. This has been around for a while, but we do it annually. We did one last year. Obviously, with COVID, it was virtual. So we're just hoping that this year we're back in person and can certainly address more issues in the forum.
Got it. And so for those that want to sign up, what's the best way to go about doing that?
So there's was an op board that was put out for the installation. So the units were provided that with tasking. So there's many pieces to this. We're actually doing focus groups to have folks identify issues. There's one Friday, the 24th, for soldiers and civilians that might want to come to that and address that. There's another one next week for single soldiers, and then also one next week for spouses. So they can certainly contact us at ACS if they're interested and it hasn't gone through their unit. And we can certainly make sure that they're able to do that. In addition to, if they want to be part of the actual forum on the 19th or the 21st, as you mentioned, we can get them set up for that as well.
And what exactly, so the actual forum itself, which is taking place on the 19th through the 21st, what is that going to look like?
Yeah, so what it looks like is we have delegates that are assigned to working groups. So depending on how many issues we have in the area that they're being addressed at, we will have the working group sit down and prioritize the issues. So basically, just saying there's 20 issues, they'll prioritize the issues, and then they'll start working the issue from the most important down. Normally during a conference, we might only get maybe five issues worked, but the rest are still addressed after the conference. They don't just go away. The delegates at the forum will actually sit down and prioritize those, and then those are the ones that are actually briefed out at the report out.
And so if you have any, once again, if you have any type of concern, you have the ability to have those addressed, mm-hmm. and then possibly there's maybe a solution offered, but at least this way, first and foremost, you can have it addressed, and then in turn, it'll be worked out. And like you said, you've seen, not only you are a witness, but a lot of people on the base, I'm sure, are witnesses to what you guys have been able to work out and the solutions that have been provided for some of the concerns that have been put out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And even just a couple of years ago, even at the installation level, we had issues with some of the sidewalks, safety hazard, mm-hmm. kids crossing streets and going to school and so forth.
Right.
And through that, 14 sidewalks were upgraded and fixed as part of that AFAP process. So there's, as we said, there's no issues off the table. Any issue can be addressed. They can submit those through us at ACS. They can go onto the Army Family Web Portal to the issue management system and do it that way as well. So we're just happy to let folks, again, voice their concern and, mm-hmm. and let them know, more importantly, that the leaders in Army are really concerned and care for the quality of life of the soldiers and families here at Fort Eustis.
And I think that's probably the biggest thing. I think a lot of times people feel as though their concerns go unheard, or it doesn't get to the people that it needs to get to or needs to reach in order to be able to affect change. And I guess this is a perfect example and a perfect opportunity for those that have concerns, someone that listens to you if you have a concern. And then ultimately, if they're willing to listen and address your concern, and then once again, you can kind of sit back and you watch and you see, once you see that change, it really does say, it means a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other important thing is that's what the Army also realized as well, in the sense that when they put the process out on a new Army Family Web Portal, a person that submits an issue can go back out there at any time and see the status of that issue. Mm. So if it's still open, being worked, maybe they decided it was unattainable for some reason, but all the notes, all the processes that go along with those issues are available to the person at any time, which in years past, that's not been the way, because wow. it's been more paper trail. So when folks submit an issue, they will be able to track it all the way through until there's an end decision one way or another.
We're talking about the Army Family Action Plan Forum, which is taking place 19th through the 21st of October. And, you know, you guys have an opportunity to address your concerns. You can see a solution offered and even be able to track the progress if it's done correctly. And once again, you said that there's a process to it. And what does that process look like?
Right. Yeah. So you can certainly go out to the Army Family Web Portal, as I mentioned, and the issue management system is out there to submit your issue. Once it's submitted, it comes directly to us at Army Community Service. And those are the ones that we're consolidating for that AFAP form that we're going to have that will be addressed. So regardless of how many issues we get, if we get just 20, 30 issues, but only five are worked during the AFAP form for prioritization and from time, those other issues still don't go away. They're still addressed at our steering committee that we have, as I mentioned, and they're addressed all the way through until there is the issue has been corrected. It's maybe been determined it's unattainable for whatever reason, and those answers will still be given. So as you mentioned, the folks will still have some answer resolution to their issue, even if it's not to the satisfaction of what they might have been hoping for.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Looking at the flyer that you guys have, they're saying that you can actually stop by the ACS building. You can send an email. You can contact the unit liaisons. Now, there's a deadline to submit your issues as well, and I believe it's the 1st of October. So if you do have some issues, you want to kind of go ahead and get those in. And so that way you can get the process moving, get it submitted, and then it can be worked from there. And then if they have questions, how can they reach you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can either contact myself, Roger Bullis, or Donna Cloy at Army Community Service. We can be reached at 757-878-3638. Or again, you can stop by Building 650 at Army Community Service and either fill out a form or talk to us there, and we're happy to help. And as you mentioned, 1 October is a deadline, but the other important thing is issues can come in at any time during the year, so right, it's not right. just the form. They'll just continue to be worked with the new system that the Army's put in place.
If you have concerns, you have an opportunity to voice your concerns. You have an opportunity for them to be heard and ultimately be fixed or even addressed. And, you know, once again, as I stated, a lot of times the concerns that we may have, we have conversations with people that ultimately they can't help. But when you have a concern and you can send it to someone that can actually fix it, that's a concern. And I think that ultimately having this opportunity to voice your concern and being able to watch the process of seeing it go from the concern. And like you said, you guys have seen it firsthand where it came in as a concern and ultimately was fixed. And there was a benefit for, you know, like you said, the sidewalks for kids going to school.
Absolutely.
To me, that's amazing. So once again, Mr. Roger Bullis, we are talking about the Army Family Action Plan Forum taking place the 19th through the 21st of October. Make sure you guys get involved. Get involved. That way you can make a difference here on the base. Any more information that you would like for them to have as well?
Yeah, just also if anybody's wanting to volunteer, we're also still looking for some folks to serve as facilitators, room managers, transcribers. So we have some volunteer opportunities as well for folks to come on in and be part of the process. They can watch firsthand, too, how it works as well. So, they can just contact us if they're interested, and we're happy to look forward to a great forum in October.
Got it. And once again, the number that they can reach you guys at is what?
757-878. 3638.
Thank you very much. So once again, Mr. Roger Bullis, he is here from the AFAP program. He's the AFAP program manager of ACS, and definitely want to thank you for coming by. I know you've had as we were talking earlier, a very busy day.
Appreciate your time, and this is just again great opportunity for the folks at JBLE Fort Eustis to hear their voices, have their voices heard, and just be part of a great process.
Yes, sir. Thanks again.